지금부터 제1회 고등학교 3학년 종로 핵심 체크 SLP 외국어 영역의 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 다음 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 사기로 한 욕실화를 고르시오.
Honey, why don't we buy a pair of bathroom slippers?
That sounds like a good idea. The ones we have been wearing at home are too old. Let's buy a new pair.
Look at these. These are shaped like real fish. Aren't they so unique?
Don't tell me you want to buy those, honey.
I don't. Don't worry.
And I don't like the ones with the two lines either.
You mean the ones that look like sandals?
Yes. They may seem comfortable, but they will break too easily.
Then how about the ones with many holes in the front?
That type of shoes will be difficult to wash, and they can get dirty very easily if they are not properly maintained.
Don't you know what the holes are for? They are there to help let water and sweat out easily.
I know, but I want the ones with the front half open. The bumpy texture inside will give us kind of a foot massage.
I know, but I can't wear those for a long time in the shower.
Okay, you win. Let's buy what you want.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Paula. You're coming to the party at Brian's house on Saturday, right?
I don't think I can.
What? Everybody is expecting you to come.
I know, but my parents won't let me go.
Why is that?
They don't want me to stay out too late at night.
But the party will be over before 10 p.m.
I told them about that, but they insist it's still late.
Why don't you tell them it'll be the last party before our graduation? They might understand then.
I've already tried that. I've put in every effort to get my parents' permission, but they stood firm on their decision not to let me go.
Well, the party won't be as exciting without you. I don't feel like going anymore.
Come on, you guys can still have lots of fun.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Camping can be an amazing adventure. While camping, we can experience the nature away from the busy city. In order to preserve the ecosystem while enjoying, it is important to follow these few simple rules. First, never leave anything behind. Plan ahead and take enough containers to collect all waste materials. Second, do not wash things in the rivers or lakes, even with natural soap. Doing so will pollute the water. Lastly, campfires are an important part of the camping experience. But when you build a fire, you should only use branches that have already fallen off. Do not cut fresh branches off healthy trees. Following these rules will benefit everyone.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일을 고르시오.
Hello, Janice. What's up?
Hi, Larry. I'm calling to say goodbye. I'm going back home tomorrow.
Really? Didn't you just renew the contract for another year?
Yes, I did. But my grandmother is sick in bed. She wants to see me badly.
Sorry to hear that. I never imagined that you would quit teaching.
I'll definitely come back to teach once she recovers.
I hope she gets well soon. By the way, what time is your flight? I can take you to the airport tomorrow.
It's so kind of you to offer, but my colleague is going to give me a ride.
Oh, I see. Is there anything that I can help you with? I'll be free tomorrow.
In that case, can you come to my place tomorrow morning?
Sure. What do you need me to do?
The landlady is supposed to come pick up the keys tomorrow morning, but I have to go to school to say goodbye to the teachers and students.
No problem. I can do that for you. How can I help you?
I've brought some used books to sell. Here they are.
Four used books. How much do you want for them?
I'm not sure. How much would you be willing to pay for them?
Well, how about $8? $2 for each.
No, that's too little. I bought them only 2 months ago.
Then how about $3 for each?
Okay. And I'd like to buy these two used novels. How much are they?
Let me check the price. It's written on the back of the book.
The small number means the price of the book, right?
Yes. One is $8 and the other one is $7. The total will be $15.
Okay, I'll take them. How much do I have to pay then?
Attention, students. This afternoon, former mayor of our city, James Perkins, will be speaking to students in a meeting beginning at 2:30. Mr. Perkins was the first and only African American to be elected to mayor in our city. Mr. Perkins has also donated a large collection of books to our school library. He will be sharing some stories about his school days and his experience as a mayor. This opportunity was possible by the efforts of Tim Grosser, president of the Student Council. It will be a good chance to meet and share a great experience with the expert. All students are encouraged to attend the meeting.
How do you like the campus?
It's huge. It has so many buildings.
What have you seen so far?
This morning, I went to the gym and played badminton with my roommate. At noon, I walked through the Student Activities Center.
That's a great place to hang out.
I know. I spent an hour there playing video games.
Have you seen the new computer lab?
Yes, I was just there last night. I used the internet and got an email account.
Have you bought all your books yet?
No, my friend said the lines were too long. I'll try again tomorrow morning. Now I need to find the language lab. I have to go twice a week for a Spanish class.
It's in the new humanities building next to the university museum.
I can't figure out where that is. Can you lead me to the lab now?
No problem. It's not far from here. Let's go.
Mary, I had a terrible day.
What's the matter?
I overslept and missed my bus.
Were you late for school?
No, I managed to get to school on time, but I forgot to bring my homework. Oh, look at them.
That man in a black apron and the woman with her arms crossed?
Right. It may seem like they're arguing about something, but they are actually haggling over the price of lobsters.
I love the atmosphere of this place. It's so busy yet energetic and so positive.
That's why I come here whenever I'm in a bad mood.
I'd like to come with you as often as possible. Let's try to shop for something nice to eat.
That sounds good. At last, I have a chance to make a deal with that man with a loud voice. Would you look outside? What do you see?
The orchid garden? Is this my first stop?
Yes, you'll see two main types of orchids in the garden.
How many species of orchids are there?
They have 27,000 species of wild orchids and hybrids.
27,000? That's quite something.
Yes, that's an enormous number. This is one of the finest gardens in the world.
How long will I be allowed to stay here?
I will give you 30 minutes to look around.
Only 30 minutes? Can you give me 30 more minutes?
I'm sorry, but we have to hurry up to visit all the places as scheduled.
I know, but I'm much interested in orchids. If we run out of time, we can skip one or two later.
Okay. We will leave the parking lot exactly in an hour. Have a nice time. Susan, have you done what I've asked you to do?
About the birthday cake? It's in the oven. It's almost done. I hope Grandpa will like my cake.
I'm sure he'll love it. By the way, who is supposed to prepare flowers and balloons to decorate the place?
Mom and Dad are going to pick them up from the shop tomorrow.
Okay, and Auntie Maggie and Ellen are preparing the food, right?
Yes, they are great cooks, so don't worry.
I know. I just want to make sure that everything is ready for Grandpa's 70th birthday.
Have you finished making the video? The video presentation's going to be the highlight of the birthday party, isn't it?
Of course. I've collected all the photos to put in the video, and now I'm going to videotape congratulating messages from people who love Grandpa.
Sounds interesting. Can I come with you? I want to help you.
Sure. It will make the job easier.
Do you know which movies are featured in this month's special screening in the art cinema?
No, I don't. Do you know any?
Yes, I have the brochure with me. Hey, look at this!
Oh, two movies directed by Eric Rohmer are playing.
I know that director. I heard his movies are worth seeing.
Romance and Green Light. Which one do you want to see?
Both sound good. By the way, I can't make it on Saturdays.
I know. You do volunteer work on every Saturday.
Right. Let's watch a movie after you leave the office on a weekday.
Then let's watch a movie after 6 p.m.
Okay. There are two different languages for subtitles.
I'd like to see a movie with English subtitles.
Good. I'll book the tickets now.
12번 에디나 바이크 퍼레이드에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Spring is here, and we want to celebrate this wonderful season of the year with Edina Bike Parade. Bring your bicycles, and we will decorate it with beautiful paper flowers and funny bugs. When you think it is ready for a ride, you will enter the Family Time Spring Circuit to show off your creativity with the rest of the riders. Wear your creative costume to add to the fun. As an additional surprise, the mayor will fire the gun for the start of the parade. So call us now and let us know how many friends are coming with you. Our friendly traffic cops will block part of the street to provide the security and safety that we need to enjoy our ride.
One.
Do you know how to play the latest sport from Europe? It is a game called Klex, and it involves two players.
Not really. I've only seen it on the internet. Two.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm in a hurry.
Well, I can't move any faster. But I think there's enough room for you to get by. 3.
What do you need?
I just received this email from Jackson, but I don't know what some of the words mean. 4.
I had a wonderful kindergarten experience.
So did I. I had classmates from France, China, and India. 5.
I can't stand it. I really need to get this work done.
I'll tell the kids to be quiet or to play outside.
Wow!
The performance was terrific.
Absolutely. The hero was excellent.
Yes, I think he was the best ballet dancer. And I was very impressed by the male group dance.
I agree. The scene was so powerful.
Actually, my cousin John is one of the dancers from the group.
Really? Who was he?
The man who played the drum.
Ah, I remember him. He was very tall and gorgeous. His movements were so natural.
Jane, can you wait here for a minute? I'd like to say hello to him.
Okay, I'll wait here. Hey, Tony, could you get his autograph on this pamphlet for me? My class is going to have dinner together next week.
Is it for a special occasion?
Not really. This semester ends next week.
Ah, is your professor going to be there too?
Of course. He suggested the party for all of us.
Wow, I'm envious. So, where are you supposed to meet?
We haven't decided yet. Do you have any suggestions?
Why don't you go to Panda Express?
Panda Express? What is that?
It's a Chinese restaurant. It's not a fancy restaurant, but everybody says it's very good.
Is that a place far from here?
A little bit, but if you ask, they will pick you up with their van. Hi, Helen. How's it going?
Well, I don't know.
You seem a little depressed. What's wrong?
I just got my history paper back, and the teacher didn't grade it.
Did he not make any comments?
He just wrote, "Come and see me."
Really? Is that all he wrote?
Yes. So I'm really confused. This is the first time I've ever gotten a paper back with no grade on it.
Yeah, that's odd, isn't it?
It sure is. I did everything I was supposed to. I mean, I followed the instructions the teacher gave us for the assignment.
You'd better go talk to him. You need to find out what he's thinking.
Yeah, I will. I hope he doesn't ask me to rewrite the paper.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제임스가 해미에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hemi has been studying English very hard for several years, but it doesn't seem like she's making much progress. She asks James, her cousin from Canada, to give her a few tips on how to improve her English. That reminds James of the lessons that his teachers often gave him throughout his high school days. Live with your mistakes. You have to make the most of your errors. You also have to learn to be more comfortable even when things are not perfectly clear. James thinks that these lessons were very important to his success and that they will also be invaluable to Hemi's success in her studies. In this situation, what would James most likely say to Hemi?
Hemi?
Now, 종로 핵심 체크 SLP, 외국어 영역의 듣기 및 말하기 평가가 끝났습니다. 수고하셨습니다.